PowerPoints, power lunches, conference calls, reply to all, endless meetings, constant check-ins, and so much
wasted time.
Are you sick of the BS? So are we. It's time to take our time back, rework the way we work, and make every call a call to action. This is a podcast for people who want to stop talking and really start connecting. This is After 12.
Hey, Adam, hey, buddy.
Yes.
Hey, buddy,
yes.
We're rolling. We're rolling now.
Yeah. What's that?
We're rolling.
Well, hang on 1 second.
Okay.
I just was doing some research for this episode. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to After 12. I'm your host, Adam Voss. With me, my dear friend and co-host, Josh Rush. After 12, as always, is produced and sponsored by Echelon Design.
The last time we checked, yeah.
Yes. I haven't gotten paid in like about 2 months, but I'm sure it's just a glitch. Anyway, so today, Josh, we're talking about Threadless, a t-shirt design company in Chicago, Illinois.
Lance?
Yeah, how's it going?
Hey, Adam Voss from Boca Raton.
Awesome, nice to meet you. Welcome to Threadless.
I feel like we're in a gallery. There's just art everywhere.
Exactly. I mean, that's pretty much what we do, is what we're passionate about. We've kind of opened our building up so that we can show art in all its different forms and promote people of all different styles and not just t-shirts or online.
Essentially, Threadless is a platform for designers. Obviously, they do print and produce t-shirts, but they've really created a thriving community of designers who have their own artist shops. They're able to upload, kind of manage those shops online through Threadless's platform. So I don't know, Adam, would you say that they're a t-shirt design company, but they're more like a platform, would you say?
Yeah, I mean, they are a platform. So Threadless as an e-commerce site sells t-shirts that, again, have been crowdsourced designs. But then they, you know, a few years back launched their artist shops that are fully branded artist-based promotional shops. So Adam Voss could have a shop. In fact, we have a 12 for 12.
We do have a shop. I don't know how many t-shirts we sold, so it'd be a good time to plug this.
And I think it's threadless.com/
I think it's artistshops.com/12for12.
But we've done a lot of pre-production again on this episode.
Clearly, this might be a good time for a little segment we like to call What's in Your Cup today, Adam?
Well, it's called bourbon.
That's right.
Cheers, Josh.
And thank you to our sponsors at Angel's Envy for donating today's bourbon and Butcher and Brew in Alpharetta. Cheers. Cheers, pal.
Salute.
Ciao.
Things are going to get either better or worse from this point forward.
All right. Now we're ready.
Okay. We're rolling. We're actually rolling now.
Threadless's whole brand is based on making great together.
Jake Nickel is one of the two original founders of Threadless. He's the current CEO and an all-around great guy.
Thank you for having us in your gallery home, if I could call it that.
Yeah, thanks for coming to hang out.
How does Make Great Together translate in how you run the business?
I started this company really to just make cool stuff with my friends, and that's what Make Great Together means. Like, we're all kind of artists in our own right, so making stuff is a big part of it, and then great is about the curation that we do here. Like, how do we find the stuff that appeals to the most people, kind of thing? And how do we learn and get better and stuff like that?
Sure.
And then together is the community part.
Three amazing components. One, they're makers. And Josh and I and the 12 for 12 crew and Echelon, our whole slogan is make it until you make it.
Don't fake it till you make it.
Yeah, don't fake it. I mean, make it. You know, I always think about like people that are trying to do something. Don't try, do it. You know, make it.
Yeah, and hopefully, you know, create a space where people will want to help make it with you. Adam, how many viewers do we have on our podcast right now? Do you know?
Currently, like the live count is 4. We've got 4 people.
Tell your mom I said thanks.
Mom, I didn't tell dad, but you need to stop.
She's your biggest fan. Talk about making, you know, fans that build brands. Where would you be without your mother?
Exactly. Where would any of us be without our mother?
I know. My mom's right here, actually. No, she's not.
So how does the whole process work?
Anyone could submit. You don't have to be an artist by trade if you just have a passion for art or want to just create something cool. It's pretty easy. Let's just like threadless.com/submit. It's about 10 days of voting. After voting, it's just like a little wait period where me and my team kind of go through all designs, kind of break it down to smaller lists, smaller lists, smaller.
So when it gets to your level, is it like the top 5% or the top 2%? Or?
There's definitely the top in there, but I definitely like to try other like new stuff, kind of test out stuff too.
When we talk about give people what they want, have them be a part of creating that too, I think that Threadless has done a great job of just engaging the community. So you said like it's the best design, so automatically there's this sense of gamification, or you know, they allow people to rank designs, you know, on a system of 1 to 5 to, you know, on like a star basis essentially. So you know, I mean, that automatically creates a sense of, I don't want to call it competition so much, it's just like, let's vote, let's see whose favorite's going to win.
Well, I think the most successful companies in the world do the same thing. I mean, like, for instance, the number one toy company in the world is Lego. And, you know, Lego, Danish toy company, it's like, you know, what I used to play with when none of my friends wanted to know that, well, I didn't have any friends, really.
No, of course you didn't have any friends. The only the only friends that I have nowadays are the ones that I pay to stay close to me.
Well, I'm your bestest friend. That's sad. Enough said. So I mean, like Lego's got, you know, their whole Lego, what do they call it, their experience lab, or I forget what it's called. They do the same Lego ideas.
Lego ideas.
Yeah.
So how does that work?
You have an idea, you know, for a different toy, and you can submit your design. It's the same thing as Threadless, except, you know, right now I think most companies have been taking advantage of licensing. So, you know, like, you know, we've dealt with a lot of different companies in our own business that do licensing to benefit what they make. So at the end of the day, like, you want your thing to be something that somebody wants, something that's interesting, something that you don't have to pour a bunch of.
Let's talk about that for a couple of minutes, because I think that the value of our show After 12, and really and truly 12 for 12 and the work that we do, is in trying to create, you know, at least a paradigm shift and the way that everyday marketers think about the way that they are, you know, going about their job.
And the shared economy of like Airbnb or Lyft or whatever. What do you think of this new onset of business paradigm?
Okay, I see a lot of businesses start that are like, you know, how can we use this community to do our work for us? Versus the way we think about it, which is like, there's this community of people out there doing amazing things, and how can we add value to them, you know? And like, I think crowdsourcing over the years has gotten a bit of a bad name with some of the stuff that's happened, where it's more like, how do we reduce the price of labor and stuff like that?
We crowdsource.
Exactly, yeah. Threadless.com, the technology, the website, you can build the exact same technology and use it for good or for evil.
The reason that Threadless built this brand so fast, because I mean, within 10 years, their numbers had exploded and they were over, you know, that kind of 5 to 10 million fan base, which is huge. And I think the reason is they hired people that were fans. Let's talk about that.
We've done this at Echelon, where I wouldn't say we have it crowdsourced, but I mean, we have a, you know, an internship program. It's paid. We don't put people to work for free. We have a lot of side projects like this podcast where we're pulling in, you know, people who are independent to help us out. And, you know, oftentimes we bring these folks into our organization. It's a way for us to kind of, you know, work together on something that's aspirational. That might be a side hustle, kind of side project. But eventually that thing picks up enough speed and momentum where we have an opportunity to bring people on and continue to do things as part of, you know, our team, which helps to grow and build culture and ultimately bring more people to us and to our brand. And Threadless obviously has done this, you know, exponentially. They have a platform, they've productized T-shirt design and production in a way that allows designers to reach, I mean, literally the masses. So we toured their facility. I know they've moved since. I haven't been back to their new production space, the new corporate office, but they've got some really cool people who I think started out as just designers on the platform.
While Threadless curates art across many different canvases, including their own building, the canvas that built the brand was simply a cotton t-shirt. And it turns out a lot of their employees were hired from within the Threadless community of artists. Jeff Guerrero started as a Threadless community member and now curates the selection process.
How would you advise, you know, a group of marketers to take, you know, this kind of Threadless building brands through, you know, fandom or community and that kind of approach, you know, when you're like, let's look at an easier company, easier brand. So Stuller, which is one of, I think, the North America's largest manufacturer and supplier of jewelry, findings, mountings. I mean, they, every mom and
supplies and equipment. I mean, they are number one
yeah.
in terms of gemstone, diamonds, rare gold, you know, like they got it all.
So Stuller has obviously a desire and probably a mandate to grow their business every year profitably. But they are the market leader in this space. What could Stuller do? What lessons could Stuller learn from what Threadless has done to tap the designer community? You know, I mean, jewelry requires design, obviously. I mean, is there something there?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, so Stuller is really interesting too, because in their DNA, they're based and born in Lafayette, Louisiana. And for all, you know, 100% disclosure, I do a lot of work with Stuller personally. I am kind of a brand advocate. I'm on camera. I interview their people. And I love everything they do because it's all about the premise of L'Enveloppe, which is it's a Louisiana term of a little gift. It's giving something back. It's about being true and being a friend and being a... gifting somebody something that you love. And I think, you know, they could really benefit from giving a little bit more focus to the Louisiana, L'Enveloppe, to their roots. I think, you know, a lot of people, you know them as like the back room of the jewelry industry. There
right.
are Stuller catalogs in every jeweler in America, without question. If you doubt that, go to your local jeweler and ask them if they've heard of Stuller, and they'll show you voluminous pages of rare golds and the mines of Moria.
So
two shots.
So that's it. One and a half. So let's just say Stuller was going to try and adopt this kind of making great together. This idea of tapping, whether it's the bench jewelers or the designers themselves. What could Stuller do? I mean, think about it. This is an opportunity right now. We're actively pitching a client. Great idea.
We're actively pitching you.
If I wanted to start the next Threadless, what advice would you give to me?
Look at the community of people that you want to work with, whether it's artists or like people like chefs, and think of it more of like, how do you help add value to a community that's already doing cool stuff, rather than like, how can I use this community to do something for me?
Yeah, okay. First and foremost, like, you can't sell. You have to be a part of your customers. The people that love what you do, they're going to love what you do.
Is it your niece who is a jewelry designer? Niece?
Yeah, Annie.
Okay, so Annie's a jewelry designer, and does she rep for other jeweler, like, I don't know, like...
No, she's worked for the Banana Republic company. She's done stuff for The Gap and all that stuff. But she's an independent jeweler who, you know, has depended on Stuller for years as kind of the lifeblood for all of the back end that she needs. So all of her materials.
But wouldn't it be kind of cool? I mean, Stuller already has the technology in place. If they were to create a platform for Annie to be able to sell, I mean, if there was a way to connect Annie to a broader group, maybe there's something there.
That's not a bad, I mean, that's kind of a similar premise to Threadless, is that, like, you know, part of everything is sales. You're such a deft salesperson, and it's also kind of the double-edged sword, right? Because when someone knows you're selling, they're like, hey, can you just fuck off? Can
yeah.
you not sell to me? But the problem is, like, without sales, there would be nothing.
Yeah.
There'd be no industry. There'd be no business. I was the same way. I mean, like, you know, I'm a producer, but, like, I did not initially want to sell any of my customers or clients or friends on anything I was doing. But, like, if you love doing something and you're like, hey, check this out, you're going to say, hey, check this out. I think the trick is to be saying the same time, listen, you don't have to buy anything that I'm interested in. I just want to tell you, this could help you. I know it can help you because I've seen it help other companies. I struggle with this.
That's going to be that's really going to be the topic, I think, of our next episode too. The idea of
no, but I struggle with this,
and with
Threadless,
homage to physical.
No, even with Threadless, they started as an e-commerce platform, but so much of what has made them an impactful brand is the fact that they have a community that's offline as well. They sponsor events. They have training seminars at their office. They have bands that play at their office. They bring local and foreign, street artists to do murals on the side of their buildings and things like this.
So you curate kind of art space outside of the actual warehouse here in the T-shirt?
Yeah, it's something we recently started doing. So to me, it's kind of a way of giving thanks to the artists that have worked with us by finding more work and more exposure for them, giving them more gigs.
It's a huge part of their culture. I mean, obviously design being centric to everything that they do, but just that idea of collaboration and community, I think you're right. You know, I mean, that's a huge lesson learned, is taking the community element offline. Right. I mean, everything doesn't have to be about a social platform or technology, which obviously enables a lot of what they're doing. But if they weren't present offline with their people, with the artists, with the community, they would not have the same kind of success that they have now.
Well, and you said it, the real word in being a good steward of what you do is presence, like really being there. And if it's there on cyberspace, or if it's there, you know, on a tour of your facility, it's being there and really loving what you do and showing people why you love it and showing them, not telling them.
That's also big. I mean, we work with a lot of people who, I'm not to name specifically, unfortunately, a lot of our clients do love what they do every day, but we come across them all the time where it's like people are kind of going through the motions. And maybe that's because their marketing is holding them back, or maybe that's because they don't feel like they can do this kind of stuff. But I mean, at the end of the day, this is what's going to get you up in the morning. This is what is going to make you love what you do. And if, you know, using some of these kind of lessons learned and trying to take a play out of Threadless's playbook, you know, it helps, you know, re-energize your team. I mean, I guess I would challenge anybody to just try to connect, try to engage. I mean, I would almost guarantee you that it's going to, if it's lacking, if that energy or that spark is lacking, that it's going to help just kind of breathe life back into your marketing program.
Life is short, folks out there watching After 12. And if you don't have passion for being alive and doing what you do, then you're done. You're a human being, not a human doing. So be what you are and show the folks that buy from you what you are, who you are. So to recap for this episode of After 12.
That's a great idea.
Threadless.com. Remember to give people not just what they want, but what they want to make.
Great.
Let them be a part of it, you know? Let them show you what is good, not just what they like from your catalog. And then add value. Don't just take advantage of a crowd. Be the union, you know, that brings the crowd together. This is a union of artists at Threadless. These guys are working together because this is what they are, being an artist.
Yeah, and again, the last thing I think is just take the community element offline. It's not all about technology. It's not all about social or social media or platforms. It's really about people. And, truly, when you're making great together as a community, it gives you the power.
Threadless is a vital brand, a successful brand, because it's a community of artists that make great together. And like He-Man and all of his friends in Grayskull, making great together gives you the power.
And the fans. And fans build brands. And ladies and gentlemen, I just build most of my bourbon. But Angels Envy, we're a fan. If you're watching, hire us, your biggest fans, as the fourth point of this episode. Josh?
They didn't even engage us. They didn't even ask us. And we're already a part of their community. Thank you.
We'll sell for you for free. Until next episode of After 12. Check out more learnings, fun, and good times at either 12for12.com or echelondesign.com. And again, to Reed Harmon, our president.
Thanks, Reed. Cheers, pal.
Not even 8 in the morning.